Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Nottebardt. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Nottebardt. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebardt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. One out. Don Nottebardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nottebardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Nottebardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bond, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball towards right. Brock catches it and throws to first to double up Wynn. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Don Nottebohrt. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Santo out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Fox reaches second base with a double. Walt Williams pinch runs for Nelly Fox. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spangler moves to third. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bond strikes out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.